In the name of Jesus, amen. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and then soon afterward, he said, "Let there be light." And God saw that the light was good. In our text, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." Now, I believe that the light, certainly in today's reading, is not meant to be sun and moon and light bulbs and illumination and photons, because we all know that the light came before the sun and the moon. I am the light of the world, meaning I only and no other am the light that will be for mankind the light of life. This is a much larger thing. Said and written as it is, I am the light of the world, is the truth that Jesus claims divinity, that he is divine. And he continues this encounter with the Pharisees, much as he had in chapter 5, where he claimed God as his own father, thereby making himself equal with God. And the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him. Growing up in Chicago for 30 years, I believe I can identify another person who grew up in the city using the standard of how they pronounce the name of the city. They have credibility of speech. If they were to say Chicago, I question much of what they have to say about neighborhoods and history until I hear more. This example is a small thing. In a much bigger way, the Pharisees reject the testimony of Jesus. The Pharisees growing up in Israel are great adherents to law keeping. The law of Moses is the standard they have. It is what shows their path. And because Jesus is claiming another light, not the law of Moses, and this is not kosher to them, we say that they have rejected Jesus' testimony of sonship. One of their first concerted methods to destroy Jesus' claim that Jesus is God is by making the accusation that he's failed the two witness rule. A testimony had to have two witnesses to be considered true. You have only yourself as a witness, so you are not true. Now, is not true equal with false, or are there three categories? I am not sure. I know that they would like to say you are false. And not, as we would propose, at a minimum that we don't know yet. So the Pharisees are not so much interested in Jesus as Galilean or outsider of Judea, but all the more so of him as a blasphemer. They think they've identified a blasphemer. They do not believe his words, and he is given no presumption of truth. If reason is consulted, and people today consult their reason about the words of Jesus, it can never agree that Christ is speaking the truth here. It only reinforces the Pharisees' desire to kill him. For Jesus' part, however, he knows who he is. As he told Nicodemus, he is the Son of God who has come into the world to save it, not to condemn it. And he also has the Father's own testimony at his baptism. "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." That confirms that Jesus bears witness about himself correctly and that the Father also bears witness. Therefore, it would seem that Jesus is the Son of God and that we should listen to him. The second witness is God the Father, Jesus alternates in the reading between God, my Father, and God, the Father. I think it's clear what he means. It is very offensive and arrogant that Jesus should praise himself. No one else would praise him. He's singing a new song. Christ does not praise himself merely because he was told, or he assumed, or it was upon him that he was the light of the world. He is boastful and prideful because the Father conferred the office on him and commanded him to do it. I am from above, you are of this world. I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins unless you believe that I alone am he, or you will die in your sins. The light has told us the true way. To believe in Jesus Christ as Savior and as Messiah, the one who bears away the sin of the world in his crucifixion, is our salvation. He who follows Jesus will not walk in darkness. By follow, he does not mean imitation as WWJD. He means us to follow his doctrine and to obey his words. He who believes in me, as in adheres to me and relies on me, is saved. It is not in vogue to boast of being a Christian today. To boast that we rely on Jesus only, but our boasting is not in what we do, but in what we have received in the divine word and in holy baptism, the grace to believe, then write, teach, and preach, and confess. We glory in what we've been given, and we do not lie when we boast of our own holiness as saints born of the Spirit and with water and baptism. We glory in the light of life also given. The other religion, I mean this in the kind of the way it's used here at the cemetery, there's the true religion and there is the other religion, of which there are many examples. You've seen the bumper sticker with the seven symbols on it. I hope you have. It's useless, but they claim that we need to impress God with our behavior. Some say that Jesus cannot do it all alone and that we need to help by our own works. This is the way of the Pharisee, and this is part of the encounter which has gone on today. But Jesus says, if you do not know me, you do not know the Father. If you confess your sin in contrition for it and in faith in Christ, we are one for God. The light also came at other times, and it would be convenient to name every time a flame or a light came by, but I believe that certainly at Pentecost, the light revealed itself quite apparently when the apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit and came to Saul in reality on the road to Damascus, and comes and has come to each of us through the words of God proclaimed correctly by preachers and teachers and pastors. Whatever. Light does not remain hidden. Light has no choice but to shine. The light, which is our Savior, cannot be overcome by darkness, and he had no real choice but to shine for our benefit. The light penetrates and possesses through the Holy Spirit, making us likewise children of God who have the light of life within us. The sound of the words of Christ never fully dissipate Over time and distance, they become more quiet. All the words said in this place about Christ and other things are still in this place, almost imperceptible by any mechanism, but still here. We reamplify them again wherever we are by every word and every song that we make aloud. And we say that Christ is the light of the world, a light for our path and a light for our hearts. We know what he has done for us. He is a truly from above. And we are now below, but we have the promise and joy in the future that we will go to be with him above and live eternally in heaven where he, the light, provides, and we will see all that we were ever meant to see standing before the throne. We go now out the door, the light of life within us, and thankful for it. And I pray that we do not hide our light under a bushel, but no, we're going to let it shine all the time, all the time. In his holy name, amen.